After God had rescued the people of Israel from Egypt, he did indeed give them the land that he had promised to Abraham. They lived there, and they had good leaders and bad leaders. One of the best was King David. He led them to follow God wholeheartedly. And so God said to him, "One day a Savior will come that will be born as a descendant of yours." So most of the kings were fairly bad, and they led people away from the Lord. So God sent prophets, men and women, who came and said, "Turn back to God, repent, stop going your own way." These prophets also prophesied about the future, and they began to talk about a coming king who would reign forever and who would save the world. They gave many, many hints about this coming king. One of them said, "This Savior would be born to a virgin. Now, how was that possible?" Another one said, "He would be born in the tiny, insignificant town of Bethlehem, where King David was from." Well, faithful people waited and waited, and 700 years passed. One day, an angel appeared to Mary and said to her, "Mary, you are going to have a baby." She said, "How's that possible? I'm a virgin." The angel said, "God will do this miraculous thing. You are to call your son Emmanuel, which means God with us." Now, Mary was already engaged to be married, and when her fiancé, Joseph, heard that his fiancé was pregnant, he decided, "I'll just divorce her quietly, separate from her quietly." But the same angel appeared to him and said, "No, you are to marry Mary. This thing is God's miracle. You are to call the baby Jesus, which means God saves, or God's salvation, for he will save his people from their sins." Now, Mary and Joseph lived a long way from the tiny town of Bethlehem. But at just the right moment, the Roman Emperor, who had Israel was part of the Roman Empire, said everyone must go to their ancestral home to take a census. And guess what? Their ancestral home was in Bethlehem. So the story starts here. Now the time came for Mary to have her firstborn. She had a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and put him in an animal feeding trough. There was no room for them in the local inn. That evening, outside the small town, there were shepherds looking after their sheep in the fields. Suddenly, an angel appeared to them, and God's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you great news. Today in the town of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find him wrapped in cloths in the animal feeding trough." And suddenly there was a huge host of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all on whom his blessing rests." Then the angels left them and were taken back to heaven. The shepherds looked at each other and said, "Let's go and see what the angels have told us." So they went to Bethlehem and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby.